So hello, every, oh, we got to record the backup recording. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our call today, our Practice Accelerator, fourth of five trainings that we're putting on this year. So we did the ones before. We had stuff on finding your niche and stuff on writing copy. And we had another one, the third one I think was on getting known, getting seen. Now we're going to talk about creating something that you can send people to when you get known and get seen. And that is creating your unique program, and coming up with your unique health coaching system that can be turned into a program. And I want to clarify, when I say program, I don't mean like, you know, you say, oh, I just want to work with people one-on-one. Okay, great. Just work with people one-on-one, because that's fine, but you still need to have a system. You need still need to identify what's your system of taking people through. And you should be working with people one-on-one before you do a group program, right? So you have a sense of, what steps to take them through. I'm going to mute everybody. If you can mute yourselves, that'd be great. Yeah, there we go. So you have a sense of what steps you're going to take people through. And whether it's one-on-one or it's group, you still have to have the system. So what I want to have you look at is, this is the strategy, and this is part of my system, which I'll show you later. And I'm going to show you examples from my stuff of how we labeled things and put things into a step-by-step system. So this is part of my practitioner, what is it called? Unstoppable Practitioner Formula System, which consisted of the self-care piece, the clinical excellence, and the marketing, authentic business and marketing. So this is part of my system. And I want to show you, because where we are in this, in terms of our trainings, we talked about the identifying your client. We talked about some of the strategies for getting known and getting booked, but we skipped some of this in the middle, which is this packaging your genius. Right? What is that package? And I know, Allison, you've worked on this and you've come up with this and that and the other thing, but I think you make it more complicated than it needs to be. So I'm hoping that today we can simplify that a little bit so that you can just like ram through it. And whether it's the same system you're taking people through, whether it's one-on-one, small group, big group, combination, hybrid, that's what you do. So what we want to be looking at here is you coming up with what is the system that you'd love to explore next? What do you want to be doing more of in your business? Do you really want to be doing more one-on-one? Do you want to explore starting to have small but more intimate groups? Do you want to do more of a hybrid? And I'll go through the different kind of options there are for you. And then you really have to focus on this one piece that most people forget about, and it is, do you love it? You know, if your goal is to have the ultimate in freedom and you don't want to be tied down to calls all the time or to people, one-on-one with people that you're working with them all day long, then don't set that up. Like, what, you have to love the system. Personally, I love talking. I love being on stage. I love presenting. That's one of the things I love to do. And then I love coaching. I don't love a lot of the, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in the back end that I don't love. So I don't include that in my programs. So I want to work with you on this today. And the biggest thing is, and we've talked about this before, is solving their most burning problems. You want to be able to say, I am the solution to the problem that they most want solved. So it's identifying that. We've gone through some exercises to do that. So keep that in mind as you're going through this system. Always keep that in mind when you're naming your system. Keep it in mind when you're naming your program. Results, results, results. What are the questions that are going on in their mind? What keeps them up at night? What's most getting in the way of what they want? And how can you help? Right? Allie identified it with, you know, the sweaty, you know, irritable crankiness, right? And Mahala identified it as that miserable wanting to crawl up into a little ball and escape 3 to 5 days out of the month during periods. That's what they're thinking of. So let's name the program, name the system, what they're saying in their words, not in your clinical words or your trying to be cutesy words. Really helps to name it in the way of what they want. So think about some of this. What do they want? Calm, relaxed meal times, like for moms. What do they want? Long and fruitful workouts for the athletes, calm and comfortable digestion for everybody who has not had that, peaceful periods for women in premenopausal, and then harmonious menopause. These are the things they're looking for. And you want to be labeling all the parts of your program and all the program itself and the system according to this. You want to be able to stir up their emotions, right? During the program as well as during the marketing. So the program should stir up some emotions that get them excited about actually taking the action, because you're the promise or the pain or both. You also want to be able to educate them. And I think this is an important piece of the program. This is the piece that most conventional Western doctors miss, is that because they don't have time in 9 to 10 minutes with each client or patient to educate them about how their body works and how all the things that they do impact it. And I think the education is key, especially with the diabetic moms, especially with the perimenopausal women who are, you know, not wanting to experience these yucky feelings, but don't really realize that they can take control. So education is an important piece. And then solving the problem, getting them out of the maze, right? Getting them from point A to point B is super important, and inspiring them to take action. And the beauty of working with these programs, if you get your system down and you work with some people one-on-one with it for a while, and then you decide to take it on the road and do small groups and then larger groups, you get leverage. You get leverage, right? So you're not in that one-to-one, you know, you got to work time for dollars. You're stuck in that mode if you don't get leverage. So this is where you can take your system and then package it as a program. And we're going to talk about how to do that. So we all have a unique coaching system, a unique way that we work with people. None of us are the same. None of us work exactly the same. So in the middle, I have there the result, the life-enhancing result that they want. Painless periods, peaceful menopause, sane life with a diabetic kid, feeling safe when they go to bed at night because they have a diabetic kid. Those are all the things that they are looking for. So you want to clarify, what's your process? How are you going to take them through from point A to point B? If the promise is painless periods, where are they? Where they want to be? How are you going to get them there? So clarify what that process is and outline the steps and make them the smallest number of steps you can. 3, 5, 7, the odd numbers tend to work the best. Once you get into 9, 11, 12, 12 tends to work. 10 and 12 as even numbers tend to work, if that's where you're going, because those are numbers that people are used to in day-to-day life. And 12-step programs are very common and known. So if you are going to need more steps, don't do 11, don't do 9, do 12, because that's a number that resonates with people. Like, oh, a 12-step program. I get it. Name the steps. Juicy names for the steps. What is the name of each step? Identify how you're going to deliver it. Are you going to do it like this on a Zoom webinar? Are you going to do some of it in person and some of it on Zoom? Are you going to do it on the telephone, on like an instant teleseminar call? Are you going to have recorded things that they watch and then you coach them? How do you want to deliver it? And there may be any combination of that. Add some juicy resources, some juicy bonuses, and name them, and make it so that they like the bonuses so much they want to spend the money on the program, right? What are some of those juicy things you can give them that maybe you initially thought were part of the program, but they're a little extra and you can pull them out? And then you got to enroll people in the process, in the program. So that's the process for this. And whether it's a one-on-one program or it's a group program, or it's an educational program online with a little bit of group coaching, it's all the same process of outlining it and putting it together. And the beauty is, once you outline your unique system and the steps, you can turn it into whatever you want to turn it into, right? Because that's what we're going to work on. It is not the actual program. Like, what is the system and what are the pieces? And now you can go, okay, I want to have one program that takes them through one-on-one and I charge a bunch of money for it. And I want another one that reaches the masses. So this is an example of something I did. I started sitting with, I did it opposite. I'm asking you to just like think about it first, but I like did the stuff and then said, how would I really think about it? Well, in my unstoppable practitioner formula, which is what we do in NEPT, We have a self-nurturing component, and that pieces of my program that is the Body Freedom Foundations and the Body Balance client programs, the access that you have for all of that and the access you have to come to calls and ask questions about yourself. Then there's the clinical mastery. And I decided to name my steps, and this is recent, but connect. You got to make a connection. You got to really be able to work with that person and see them eye to eye and feel their pain and have them trust you. And then discover what's going on. Discover might be the gap discovery, the symptoms questionnaires and all that. The analyze might be looking deeper and getting some labs, empowering them. And that's through your powerful coaching and accountability, and then helping them to balance out the whole thing. And then under 3, authentic business and marketing, we include that in the NEPT program too. Identify your client, package your process, master strategy sessions, create a signature talk, and get known and get booked. So I broke each of them down. The exception was the self-nurturing. I had 2 instead of 3. I probably should have 3. But the whole thing was 3. So if you have a lot of steps in your program, break it down into subunits, right? 3 parts or 5 parts that you can break it down to. So I put it in my thing. So here's my, when I broke it down to all the details. So you can do the same thing. You can start out with the small and you can work out to the big details. So I have step 1, step 2, step 3, or part 1, process 2, process 3. And then we detailed it out. So I want to get you to the point where if I wanted you to make a poster for it, that you can explain to people what you did, that you can easily do it. So what's the process? Okay. So what's the process in the program? Like, what is the process you're taking them through? Those are the building blocks of your program. Your process is the building blocks. It's the steps that you're going to take them through. And you want to make sure each of the steps is clear and reflects something they want. Sometimes we name the steps and we go, well, do they really want it? I don't know, right? So here's a 7-step program for health coaching. That's an example. Discover what's getting in their way so you can get what you want. Create a vision that inspires you to make the right choices. Eat energizing foods and enjoy what you eat. Design a short burst fitness routine that melts away fat. Deepen your sleep so you wake up refreshed and burn fat while you sleep. Time your meals, exercise to keep optimized fat burning, and conquer stress and think clearly in just minutes a day. Each of those has a really inherent benefit, right? So we have to think of it in terms of what's going to be appealing. Of course they want to deepen up sleep so they wake up refreshed and burn fat. Yeah, absolutely. They want that. So what does your ideal client want in those steps? Quite frankly, all of us use similar steps to take people through. There's just the details. What do they say? The devil's in the details. The details of how to do it and how to approach it for each individual type of audience and type of problem. So here's an example. And I put this together as a 12-step program. And I was trying to think, because I was looking at my steps and, okay, this is using food as medicine to achieve unstoppable health. I put this together at the end of spring into Vitality last year after I'd done a whole weekend. I said, okay, this is what you have to do in summary. So 12-step program. Step 1, transform stress. Step 2, connect to your visions and values. Step 3, track your blood sugar. Step 4, add foods that support healing. Step 5, replace foods that inhibit healing. Step 6, support detox and methylation. And this was all tying together what we'd done over this weekend together into one thing. And I gave them details there. Step 7, have fun with nourishing foods. Step 8 was identify food sensitivities due to an elimination diet. Step 9, create strategies for dealing with resistance. Step 10 was let go of limiting beliefs, make time for fun, and then learn to say no and put you first. These steps were in my language. They were not necessarily the language I would put out there as a program. And I also wouldn't put a 12-step program. I would put like maybe a 5-step program or a 3-step program with 4 of each of these in it and try to categorize them in a sexy way so that they get it. You know what I mean? Because these are, yeah, what do they, well, so why do I learn to say no and put you, well, the put you first is definitely benefit driven. So that was one example of something I did. So you want to identify your process, and we'll take time to do this in a bit. You want to also decide on your delivery system. If you're somebody who travels a lot, you don't want a one-on-one in-person practice. You want to be able to meet with them while you're on vacation and get on Zoom calls, right? You can do one-to-many in-person, which would be leading groups. It could be small groups. It could be large events, right? What do you like to do? What do you get the most juice from? One-to-one distance coaching. That's like the easiest thing. One-to-many distance takes a little more coordination, small groups and then large groups. So these are options that you have. And when you put together your program, you can put it together in any way and any combination of these. So just start to think about this, and we'll take you through the whole worksheet process to take you through these steps. So what are the decisions that you want to be able to make when you're doing a program? Now, maybe you want it to be short so you can price it low so people can get to know you and then you can move them into a longer one. Or maybe you really feel strongly that I can't really get any great results in less than 6 months. What is that duration that you want to work with them? How many sessions do you feel you need? So you look at your system, you look at your steps, you go, how many sessions would I need? So, you know, we have a mom of a diabetic and they're going to want the minimum number of steps for the maximum number of result because of their busy lifestyle. And you want to be incorporating into those steps how they can make it even easier. So number of sessions, do you want to see them once a week for 12 weeks? Do you want to see them twice a week for 4 weeks? Do you want to spread it out over 3 to 6 months and see them twice a month? What's the length of each session? And that's to determine how much you need to get across to them. And I'll show you kind of a strategy for what to do in sessions, but how long should each session be? And sometimes certain sessions are going to be longer than others. So we'll do like a comprehensive assessment would be a 90-minute session, where maybe a goal setting would be a 45-minute session, right? And maybe a quick check-in to review their diet stuff for the last week might be a 30-minute session. You want to do it in person or on the phone, individual or small group. But big, these are big things. What extra materials do you want to offer? Because that's where it gets away from them being able to calculate the time for dollars, right? Because if you just say, I'm going to sell you a session of, you know, 5 sessions and it's going to be $600. They go, oh, $125 an hour. That's pretty steep. That's more than the plumber charges, right? That's more than whoever else charges. That's more than I make. I don't like that. Oh, but you got 5 sessions and you have, you know, this recipe guide and you have this menu planner and you have checklists to put on your refrigerator and a little card to put in your purse and whatever. Then it adds up and they can't calculate how much you're actually, your time is worth. Plus, what they don't realize is if you say it's 6 sessions or 5 sessions for $600, what they don't know and you do is how much time it takes outside the session to actually review their labs, review their stuff, get prepared for the session. So you can code in that, like, you know, behind the scenes research if you wanted to. And then SOS access. Do you want SOS access? I'm going to give you my experience with SOS access. When I offered SOS access, like it was a 3-month program and you get 6 10-minute SOS calls that you can take whenever you want. If a person didn't take them at the end of the program, they wanted an hour of my time because they didn't take their 6 SOS calls. So then I thought, well, I'll try it. You've got twice a month. You can do an SOS call. And by the end of the month, they're like, oh, I didn't take my SOS calls. I want a 20 to 30 minute session to make up for it. And then I decided to play with unlimited SOS access on high-end programs. And guess what happened? Nobody took their calls. Very rarely did people take their calls. And when they did, they apologized for bothering me. So I was like, huh, when people feel that there's a limit, they hoard, right? That's true in life altogether. That like, oh, it's limited. This resource is limited. I'm going to hoard it. But if when you said, oh, you can call me anytime you want, or you can text me anytime you want and I'll get back to you, they generally don't do it very much. But they feel safe, right? They feel like this is an amazing feature and they feel really safe. And then anything else you can think of. So I'll pause there and just see if anybody has any questions about that so far. Questions or comments? Does that feel like... Does it feel clear? Yes? No? Yes? Yes. Feels clear? Okay. Okay. So now we can talk about how to package your system, right? So we wanted to, you know, like the gift, we wanted to look and feel like something special, right? So identify what's needed to support them in their diet and lifestyle changes. I would say avoiding the pay-as-you-go model is very, very helpful, because the pay-as-you-go, they go, well, she said I should come back in 2 weeks, but I'm doing okay. I don't really think I need to come back this week. And then it goes out to 2 months, and then you haven't seen them in 2 months, and you don't remember what the heck you did with them because it was 2 months ago. And then you have to spend all this time getting ready for their session. They lose momentum. You lose momentum. It's not very effective. So as much as you can, avoid the pay-as-you-go model. And then bundling your visits, like I talked about before, with tools and ebooks and recordings and recipes. It's so easy these days to create a video, even just to put up a slide presentation like we're doing now, and just talk through two or three slides to explain something for them, and make a group of these little recordings that support each of your steps. So maybe there's one recording that supports each step. So whether it's a one-on-one person or a group, you know, somebody has this outline of, oh, in the first step, we're going to work on this, and then we're going to work on my digestion, and then we're going to work on my stress, and then we're going to work on my thyroid. And they know what to expect. And then each time there's a video that they get to watch. It just makes the program feel that much more robust. A video and a handout and a checklist and a recipe. It just makes it more robust. And then, you know, the packaging and the pricing is always hard, right? Because you don't want to know what to charge. And we either undercharge or we overcharge. And we have to find that sweet spot of pricing. So what's easy to say yes to? And for your audience, what are they used to paying for certain things? And how do you make it like, oh my God, I get all that for that price? Sign me up, right? But you also don't want it to seem so cheap. Yeah, yeah, you get all this stuff and it's $100. And they go, why is it so cheap, right? You know, same thing as the discount sneakers at the store, right? Well, the good sneakers are $50 and these sneakers are $299. Okay, you're suspicious, right, of the quality. And they can be suspicious of you if you undercharge by too much. So be careful about that. And what's an easy to say yes to? In my estimation and what I've seen is that there's certain thresholds below which people are, yeah, that's pretty easy to say yes to. So below $100, 90 something, is relatively easy for them to say yes to. Below 50 is super easy. And I found this psychology out for myself when I would sign up for a summit and then they'd come out and say, oh, you can get all the transcripts and all the recordings for just $197. I'd go, screw that. I'm just going to watch it live. Then I'd see it for $97 and go, well, maybe I'll do it. And I bought a bunch there. Then some people started offering them for $67 and $47. And then when I went back and saw the ones for $97, it's like, oh, those are too expensive. I don't want that. Right? So it's a mentality. I also found it when I've offered stuff myself. It was most recently a 2-day live stream. I got on the phone and I bundled up everything and I offered it for $97. And people were like, what? Not what? And then I probably shouldn't have done it because I probably could have sold just as many at the full 97. I said, oh, you sign up before the end of the call, you'll get it for 47. And we had over 200 people sign up because they thought, and they were thanking us. Oh my God, thank you. You're giving so much. I really need this. So you want them to feel like they're getting the best end of the stick. Not like, oh my God, she's overcharging. I hope she's good. I'm going to do this. I need it. But you know what I mean? It's like really feels like, oh my God, I'm getting a lot. And then quick sign up bonuses. Like I just said, you know, if you sign up before the end of the call, it's 50% off. What are some of those sign up bonuses that you want to offer? And how do you want to name them? Like really catchy, catchy names. And then calm your gut fire, jumpstart your energy. But things that are like, say you're selling them a menu plan. You're selling them a blood sugar balancing menu plan. What could you call that instead of blood sugar balancing menu plan that's going to make them go, ooh, that sounds good. I have a supplement guide that's just like all the different brands that I like. And we called it the Save Money on Supplements Guide most recently in our body. And I got that name from a coach who's really good at names, but those are the kind of things, like come up with names for each of those bonuses that are results driven, that they're going to go, ooh, I want that. I need that. So on the one-on-ones, there's a couple of options. One is a monthly retainer, and a lot of health coaches, mostly life coaches, do that, right? Well, three sessions a month for $400. You can do that. Well, no, sorry. That's the next one. Monthly retainer. They just pay you and you just auto bill them. And that's good because you're auto billing them. And then you've agreed on what they get for that amount. That's good, but it's not that step by step, but much better than the pay as you go model. The package of sessions, I should have put them in a different order because I think I like a monthly retainer better than a package of sessions. A package of sessions is just three sessions for $99, three sessions for $500. And you can do that, but it's not giving them a system, right? It's not giving them a reason. Like, what are we going to do in those sessions? So neither one of those I like as much as a time period package. 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 6 months. And this is what we're going to accomplish. These are the steps we're going to go through. And you explain to people, if you're going one-on-one, like, well, this may take, we may only take, you know, half a session on this and a session and a half on that if you've already made some headway. So I'm going to want to know, how are you doing on your intake of water? Like, if they're already doing it, we'll skip on to the next one, right? So you don't want to keep it like really tight when you're working one-on-one. You can just move through, but there's steps that everybody needs to go through. And then you have a hybrid model, right, where you have a certain number of sessions in this time period package and you add in all the other stuff. You have group coaching and one-on-one coaching and everything else. This is my first package. I had not done this before and I just got on the phone and somebody said, well, how much does it cost to work with you and how do you do it? And I just threw this together. I gave them an initial consultation and a comprehensive history all in one, 90 minutes. Three follow-up calls at 30 to 45 minutes. I threw in my green cleanse program and I gave them a bunch of ebooks and recipes. And I priced it at $497. I called it the 30-day Jumpstart Your Energy. And the first person I told it to said, okay, great, sign me up. And then the second person I told it to said, okay, great, sign me up. And then everybody that I talked to said, great, sign me up. And I realized, oh, maybe it's underpriced, right? Because if everybody you speak to signs up for it, maybe it's underpriced and maybe you can move it up a little bit and, you know, so you play with it. But if you like the idea of doing it 10 or 20 times and everybody says, yes, it's great. But then you evaluate, okay, where do I, could I charge more? If it's really good and it's good for you and it's good for them, then just keep doing it, right? But if you look at it and go, well, when I average it out and I look how long it takes me, I'm really only making $35 an hour. I don't think I want to make $35 an hour. I want to make more. So then you help yourself to move the price up slowly. And the one of the ways you know if your pricing is in the right margin, if everybody signs up for it, it's probably underpriced. If 10% or less sign up for it, it's probably overpriced, right? So if you can get up to 50% of them saying yes, it's probably a real sweet spot, right? If you get up to 80%, you're heading towards the underpriced thing, but you can play with that for a while, right? Is that making sense? So when you put this stuff into webinars and teleseminars, even if you're doing a one-on-one program, but you take some of the stuff you say over and over and make them into little webinars that you record, pre-record, this is a great way to leverage your time. If you then do those teleseminars and webinars for big groups, multiple people, then you're leveraging your time even further and you're also leveraging and increasing your income from it. So I like that. So what are we going to put in your program? You're probably going to have some assessments, right? You're probably going to have some coaching. You're definitely going to have some coaching. So where are they? How are you going to actually coach them through the stuff? Training, right? That's teaching them, oh, well, this vitamin does that and this vitamin does that, or this is how your hormones work, or training them how to use a blender to make a green drink or whatever it is you're going to be training them in. Training. And, you know, some of your groups are going to need a lot more training. Like Annette's taken on a pretty intensive group that she's going to have to do a lot of training to get through to them. But I think once they hear what she has to say, they're going to go, I don't want that for my kid. I don't want that for my kid. So part of the training is to help them to see, oh, I need to take action on this. And I find that the educated client takes better action than the ones that are just not educated at all. And they're going, oh, but, you know, but my doctor gave me this and the drugs are supposed to work. And why do I trust you? Blah. So training, accountability. So many people join programs because they want accountability. They may know what to do, but they're not doing it. And they're counting on you to hold them accountable. So don't be afraid to hold them accountable. Some of us get a little bit like, but she said she wanted this and then she sabotaged this way. Call them on it gently and lovingly. I call it my gentle kick in the pants. So you said you wanted to drop weight, yet consistently week after week, you commit to eating in a certain way. And every week you're at the pizza place and having beer and pizza with your friends. What's up? Which do you want more? The pizza or this? How can I help you to hold yourself accountable? How can I help hold you accountable? For some of us, it's telling somebody that you're going to do something. And then you go, okay, yeah, I told somebody I was going to do it. I better do it, right? So figuring out your accountability. And that all comes with your coaching skills. And then what resources? And that goes back to the videos and audios and recipes and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so what could the assessments be? You guys have access to a ton of assessments. Go through and see what assessments you can use without having to do a lot of work to create a package that works for your individual client and demographic. Everybody needs a comprehensive health history, right? If you're working with them in a one-on-one setting. If you're working in a group setting, I like to have them take their own history, basically. So they get to see, when you ask these questions, they get to see some chronology in the symptoms and how they have control, how empowered they are to make changes. So health history is super important. The scorecard assessments are the great ones for giving people an idea. You know, oh, my adrenals are at 52 and it's supposed to be at 10 or less. I got to work on this. How do I do it? And that's what makes a lot of folks jump in and say, okay, I saw that score. I want to work on it. I asked one of the people who joined DRC, I asked them all that. And they all had their reasons like, oh, I have this symptom and that symptom. And one of them said, you know, at the end of Sweet Spot, you put out this invitation, you put out these questionnaires and you had me do the questionnaires and I thought I was pretty healthy and I had horrific scores. I had oranges and reds and yellows in my hormones. And she said, I saw that and I said, I better fix this. So I joined, right? So giving them the incentive to follow through. I find the testing, so lab testing would be next. One of the testings that I find so dramatic is the genetics. Because you go, oh, yeah, you say, we're going to do a detox program and you shouldn't be doing this or eating that or avoiding that. And they go, yeah, 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 and they're okay. But when they see in their genes, oh, you have this pathway that might be blocked and you may have a decreased ability to handle caric fumes, perfumes, alcohol, caffeine, whatever it is, they go, oh, now I better do something about it, because you proved to them it wasn't just this theoretical conceptual thing. You absolutely should be looking at diet and health tracking, because habit tracking, because I find it very hard to really give somebody good information if I don't know what's going on with them. So include that in your program, in your assessments piece of the program, and blood sugar testing. You don't have to include all of these. It depends on the kind of program you're putting together. Right? If you're doing one-on-ones, you probably want to include all of these. If you're putting together a group program, you want to give them access to some of this so that they can self-assess and teach them how to self-assess. So here's the coaching piece. We all need to be doing this. We need to connect with them. Like, what do they envision for themselves? Explain how your system works. So really getting it down and the role of their habits and nutrition in their overall state of health and well-being. Inspire hope. We all have to inspire hope, because they've not been given hope. When they go to the doctor and they say, you have this tumor or you have this growth or your thyroid's out of balance, here's medication, take it for the rest of your life. And then guide them to put the things into action every day. And if we skip pieces of this, there's holes in our process and we don't see the same results. The follow-up is so critical. And that's one thing I see even very seasoned doctors do. They come in, I see their clients after they've still not gotten results, and they say, oh yeah, I've been on these adrenal supplements for the last 2 years and I don't think my adrenals are getting any better. Like, oh, well, when did you get put the, well, I took a test 2 years ago. Did you have a follow-up test? No. I hear this over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. So we have to follow up. And we have to track them. What are they doing? Request them to record things as much as you can. Work with them on it. And then give them the support and hold them accountable. And if you drop any of these pieces, your coaching isn't going to be effective. And as much as your technical information may be great, and as much as you may know a lot of stuff, if you miss any of these pieces, you're not going to get through to them. And it starts with the connection. It starts with connection. So, and one of the things that I like to do to connect is after reading their history, I'm going to pick something out of it that I feel like feels emotionally charged for them and either congratulate them on it, right? We had somebody on an ERC call getting to know you today, three times survivor of cancer. And I said, wow, you are determined, aren't you? You're a fighter, aren't you? She goes, yes, I am. And I'm not weak at all. I am strong. And, you know, nobody survives cancer three times. And she goes, the first two times, I just went with what the medicine told me. And then I said, this isn't working. And then I found the Gerson diet. And now I want to get my system. So I'm not going there a fourth time. I am convinced I'm not. And she's very, but when I said that to her, everything lit up with her, right? She really felt like I connected to her heart. Yeah. And then training. You got to teach them how to track everything. Teach them the diet stuff. Teach them how to test their pH. Teach them what to eat and what to avoid. Teach them about why they want to avoid certain kinds of fats and how it affects their inflammation, right? Connect it all the teaching, connect it to what they want most and what they fear most. How to make delicious meals, how to go gluten-free, how to exercise, how to manage stress, how to assess their progress. Teach them these skills that I always tell them, I'm teaching you. I am doing this program so you can be independent of me. I'm doing this program that you can carry these skills on for the rest of your life and become independent. The reality is many of them want to just have that accountability over and over and they just keep coming back. Okay. So, so this is an example of a coaching program component, initial assessment, follow-up sessions, training sessions, written materials, tracking forms, menus, recipes, progress evaluations, email questions, and extras. Whichever pieces of these you want to include, think about that. And you all can do all of this, right? You can do it. You know how to do all of these pieces. It's just creating it in a cohesive whole that people are going to jump on the bandwagon for. So this is an example of mine, and this is from the Energy Recharge booklet. I said the four components of my unstoppable health system. See, I named it the system for achieving unstoppable health. Wow. Okay. What is that? Well, I gave it the four E's. So if you want to come up with those acronyms or you want to come up with the alliterations, so evaluation, that's what I do in my gap discovery system, I called it. Education, I called it the body balance and the body freedom foundations. Empowerment, tools and resources, and encouragement, coaching and accountability. So you can come up with names, and these are components, not steps. This is something I put together a couple of years ago for a preview for our Spring Into Vitality. I wanted to see people that it was like a stepping stone thing. They had to step on the stones, and when they missed some of these, you know, any of these things, they were not going to make it, right? They had to find the stones and miss the obstacles. So the big rocks are the obstacles that were getting them in the way to get on this path up to vitality. But if they could jump over the obstacles and jump to the next stepping stone and the next stepping stone and the next one. And these are just some of the things we see in everybody, right? Everybody that's sick has, you know, some combination of this. And once they got across, they could take their steps and just go up the ladder and master their sleep, have fun, have inner peace and calm, positive attitudes. And all of this, when they can get all the way up to the top, they're going to experience vitality. It was just one way that I put it. And I only put it in here to show you that think about it in terms of what your system is. Is there a graphical way or a pretty way that you can just define it and put it to something they may know in life? Everybody knows about, you know, walking across the pond and, you know, hitting the right boulders and going up a ladder. So I put it that way. I mean, is it the best graphic? I don't know if it's a good graphic, but it's the idea is to to make it something that's fun that they'll remember. People love the pyramid. You know, when I put together that pyramid, people quote it. They love the pyramid. So something that they're going to remember you by. So here's the coaching program template. We have this in your handout. So if you want to, what we can do now is I want to have you pull out that handout or get a big piece of paper to start writing it down. Now, the order of this is not necessarily the order that you were going to do them in. Oftentimes the title comes last, right? So you may have a working title, Annette's 6-week program, right? That's a working title. You're not going to call it that, but you can leave that blank for now. And this is all in that handout. And that link down there at the bottom was what I put in the email that I sent out and also put on the Facebook group. So, title of the program. You really do need to hone in on the problem that you're solving. And I think you all did. In one of our calls last week, everybody came up with a really good synopsis of the problem that you're solving. The target audience, who they are. So I think you guys are all clear on those second two. And you can always get clearer as you go along, but I think you're good so you can jot those down. So what do you want them to have learned, be, do, and have at the end of the 6 weeks or 1 year or whatever the length of the program is? What are the benefits and what are the results, right? This is not the features. This is not 4 teleseminars and 27 videos. And this is actually the results that they're going to get. They're going to feel more confident when their kid goes to bed, knowing that it's unlikely that they're going to have a huge blood sugar drop. They're going to be able to take car trips. They're going to be able to go to on a date with someone, knowing that they're not going to end up with this big sweaty mess of anxiety before the end of the date, right? They're going to be able to plan their month and have a trip or a hike with a friend and know they're not going to have to cancel because of menstrual cramps getting them down. So what are those benefits in succinct bullet point items? Always think about them in bullet points. And what I say, what I like to put them as I've been taught is the benefit so that, right? So it's basically you'll end the curse of daily sweats and anxiety so you can have a peaceful relationships and have quality dates. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out as an example because I'm thinking on my feet. But basically, it's something they're going to achieve so that how they're going to feel. Something they're going to achieve so that how they're going to feel, right? Steady blood sugars so that you can sleep at night, not worrying that your kid is going to go into a coma overnight. So the format of the delivery. So you can create programs every, you know, you just create the system and get the program going in every way, shape, or form. So what I would do is I would say, think about what formats you don't want to do and don't put them down. Think about formats. You go, yeah, I think I would like to do some one-on-one. Yeah, I'd like to do some small group. Yeah, I'd like to do some one-on-one. And when you design a program, once you get beyond just doing one-on-one, you can incorporate a lot of those things into one program. So I have our energy recharge program. It has group coaching. It has teleseminars. It has videos. And I've also got some one-on-one. Not so much that it overwhelms me, but I have a little bit of one-on-one with people. I get, well, it's actually a lot because there's 25 people that I'll have at least one call with. And then 7 or 8 people that I'm going to have, I don't know how many calls over the course of the year, 5 to 7, depending on whether they got bonuses or not. So I get my taste of my one-on-ones without doing what I was doing before, which is signing up people, like a ton of people one-on-one and just doing, you know, 20 people at a time with a lot of one-on-one. So what is it you like to do best, right? Are you loving? I love getting up in front of people. Some people are shy and don't like to get in front of people and want to stick to the one-on-one stuff. And there's no right or wrong way. No right or wrong way. Yeah, your time frame. You can think about that. And I would say, let's move on and leave that blank for now. And the number of sessions. So this is the actual program itself. So the next thing, and I'm not sure if that page, I don't have that open. Let me get this thing. Give me a second. Oops. I forgot to open up that sheet. And I sent it in an email. Should be in my email. And it should have gone out about an hour ago. Is that when that went out? About an hour ago? Okay, test office hours. Huh. It didn't. I'll go to the Facebook group and get the link. Or
what
here.
Are you looking for?
I'm looking for the link because I can't click on it. And I don't trust myself to type it to the that worksheet.
The one that you're showing?
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can get it.
Yeah, it's this drreadymurray.com/go/design program. And I just want to look to see if I had the other sheet that I wanted in there. Otherwise, we're just going to have you do it on a piece of paper. So while Lynn's looking for that, what I want you to do is think about, you've worked with people before. What are the steps you need them to go through to achieve the results? What are the steps you need to take a mom through to help her to be able to keep her kids safe and get their blood sugar under control while taking care of herself? What are the steps that you want to take them through? What are the steps that a menopausal woman needs to take in order for her to overcome the sweats and stop the irritability? And Allie, you have this already because you designed a 7-step program. And I would say if you can take and use those as a starting point and say, this is my system of what I'm going to take these people through, whether it's in this group program or whether it's one-on-one. And the beauty is if you do design a group program and you also do a one-on-one program, you can send them to, okay, we just finished your assessments. Next week, we're going to start working on this, and you send them to module 1 of your program to actually learn some material. I want you to read this. I want you to watch it. Keep in mind your audience as to how long those things should be in order for them to actually do it. So, for example, if you're teaching college students or, physics professors, they're going to be much more willing. They're going to be much more willing. I just opened it and then I shut it, to watch a 1-hour video on biochemical pathways than is a busy mom of 5 and one of her kids is diabetic, right? They want it short and sweet and succinct, right? So think about your audience. Lordy, I can't get this over here. Okay. All right. I'm going to move it to my other screen. There we go. Nope, that's the one that'll cover up your thing. Okay, got it. So think about those steps. Like I had my 12 steps in that 12-step program. So benefits and results. Yeah, so the process on the second page, it says process. You see where it says process on the second page? Let me just do a new share. And I'll share this designer health coaching program. You share, and I'll share. I hear you. You see my screen now? Did it change share? Are you seeing this sheet? So what I want to do is have you go to the process piece, right? And I want you to come up with, just brainstorm all the steps you want them to go through. Don't think about them in order. Don't try to get it right. Don't try to get it to 3 or 5 or 7, like I said. Just brainstorm. What are the steps you think this person needs to understand? What are the things you need to teach them, guide them through, coach them through in order to achieve the results? So let's take about 5 minutes to just brainstorm whatever you have, and I can help you put them in an order that makes sense. I'm just going to stop my video a second. keep in mind, these are the steps that you want to repeat throughout whatever programs you're creating, whether it be an hour-long teleseminar or a six-week video training or a year-long coaching program. These are the steps that you feel like they need. Now, if you're designing this as a short, this is your process, you can always pull a step out and make that one of your programs down the road. But when you get this process in place, I did this before I'd created much of my programs, and I laid it out and I went through this process. And a coach I had at the time said, which of these do you want to do your program on? I'm like, all of them. He goes, no, one of them. So I pulled out blood sugar balance. I said, well, that's a really critical one. And then we worked on that. And then I used that and anyway, broke that down. Okay, what's the steps in the blood sugar balance? So you're not going to teach them everything you know or everything they need in one short program. That's to get them started, right? To really fully achieve what they want, they may need to work with you longer because there's a lot more for them to do. And just go ahead and type in the chat when you feel like you've got something and you want to brainstorm it. And just throw in a couple of things here, but I was just thinking how we're teaching about this program, creating your program. And it was one of the steps, one of the whatever, the five steps of the three-step process, the third of the three-step process to create your program. And there are people who pulled this whole thing out, and I made an hour and a half workshop out of this. There are other people who do a whole program on it. Like you can do a 12-week, six-week program on creating your program. And the end result is you'll have your program created. And I say that to give you an idea of when you're creating your own program. How do you take, you're breaking it down, and getting it to the point where you can teach them the steps they need. But if they need to go deep, they're going to need to go deep. I could have balanced digestion as one step in my process. But we all know that balance your digestion is not something you just tell somebody, oh, you need to balance your digestion and here's how, and they're done. It's a process. So how's everybody doing? Do you need more time? How far have you gotten, and can we discuss?
Well, I need like probably several months, but I put in a little something to start.
Okay. Want to share?
I tried to set up my website. It's a work in progress, which I've decided I'm going to hire someone to do for me because it'll take me the rest of my living life to learn how to do that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't learn to do it. You should not learn to do it.
No. So I have a name. It's called Living Redefined.
Living, so, what's the second word?
Redefined. Living Redefined.
Oh, redefined. I love it. Yeah, Living Redefined.
So because I love everything, I don't have a single passion that I'm really fired up on like a lot of these other fortunate ladies do. So I'm going to have to put out there in the broader sense. Basically, I'm going to be following your footsteps with the seven pillars and the pyramid, although I'll do some other formatting. And I would do an introduction, a six-week one. There would only be 45 minutes each week for 6 weeks. Maybe it'd be more, maybe less. But just to see what people are interested in, if they want to do deeper, want to do more, want to do something very targeted. They know it's thyroid. I can go simpler, directed, custom for them. I'm just throwing out stuff.
Group program? Is this a group thing, or you're thinking of this is how you'll do the individual coaching?
This could go either way on the, because if I'm doing it on Zoom, I can do a group or I can do one-on-one. Okay. Because I would be doing, sometimes there would be a video, short video for it, or a video that they can download for a recipe, or I'll give them recipes. It will have all of the component parts that you talked about. Mm-hmm. But that would just be for people to see if this is something they want to do. I know people already that know what they need and what they want. So that would be a whole different program. But just for throwing out programs, then maybe I would do 3 months for $495. But this would be only just a little more in depth of that basic intro program. This is just for people to see a little bit more deeper assessments, maybe that sort of thing. Still on Zoom, still just short period of time, a little more information for them.
And what are they going to get? What did they, like, what's the hook that's going to get them to say, yeah, I need this program?
Each one of them will have more, of course, added to it. But the intro one is basically just intro, just to see what this whole thing is all about and redefine your living. You are
overwhelmed. What's the promise, right? What's the promise? They're, okay, you just hit one, overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed with all of their life. They're grandkids have come to live with them. This program would be for probably people 40, 50 and older.
Yeah.
Grandkids have come to live with them. They got a druggy child. I'm hearing more of this all the time. Yeah. And the load on them is too much. They have their own life. They have their own job. They have their professions. They have their own relationship issues. They don't even know where to start. They just,
what do they want though? What's the result they want?
They want to a do-over for their life. They want a redo so they feel better in all of those areas that I would be offering in that intro program. And those are your seven pillars. So that they're happier, their nutrition is better, they're eating what is good for them and tastes really good, they're having fun again. Their stress level is much lower. They have a better outlook on life. All of those principles that you do, though, I believe all of those are so important, mm-hmm. and that so many people need those. But each one of those are going to have a component where they're going to have a targeted issue with most people. A lot of them are going to be kind of a broad and across the board, still maybe not down any of those deep roads yet. I am so conflicted about where I want to go. That's kind of what I'm putting out there to test the water and see what might be going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, as you have a longer period of time, you have more costs, there'll be more videos, there'll be other resources that I could pull in, other books that I can offer, mm-hmm. Lab work, you know, all kinds of different things.
This is a feeder program, a feeder, right?
Basically, yes.
A feeder into deeper coaching, either that or like we may have a feeder program and maybe 20% of the people from that, 80% of them are like either they did well enough that they're fine or they gave up and they decided they don't really want to be healthy. It's too much work and they gave up. But then the next group of people want more. They want to assess their labs. You've got them interested in how to do this better. And they're going, oh, I may have a real serious problem here, right? So
right.
They would go deeper maybe with a one-on-one with you or a small group with you or something like that. So what you want is work on Living Redefined is a nice title, but I want you to come up with a really sexy, appealing, benefits rich subtitle tagline.
Can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about people just want to redo their life, that word redo kind of like popped out at me. You know, Dr. Rita Marie recently did the recipe redos.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything like concrete to offer you here as a title, just kind of this vague swirling idea of this whole idea of childhood redo.
Do over. Do it over.
You get a do over.
Kids, we always would say that. Do over. Do over.
Yeah. I get a do over. And then the building on that, literally, with the idea of pillars. You know,
right.
There's this, you know,
that
you get to
thing.
That support thing. So I'm just throwing ideas out for you to maybe help put something together. But there was that idea of the redo, the do-over.
Yeah.
And when you're doing that, the pillars you get to make.
Or you can even make them include that word, like, you know.
Redo your life, you're worth it?
No. I think something more than that. I think something that's kind of fun and playful that, you know, talking about a second chance.
Your second childhood.
Or rebuild the foundations that are broken now. You know, like we think, oh, it's all broken. You know, and it's like just a makeover, or, you know, starting from scratch, getting the opportunity to have a second chance in your life. Like
having the opportunity to build the life that you want. It's kind of this idea of, I recently, I found this kind of a little strange, but I visualized my birth the way I wanted it to be. That everybody, when I was being born, everybody was like, yay, Lynn's here and everything, you know. And it's just that whole idea of you get to create the life you want.
Mm. I like that. And I think you can work on that with the copy that you have in there, like really building, you know, because a lot of people in our generation are very much think, you know, a lot of the choices made throughout life were not our own. It was somebody else's choices for you. Which college to go to, or to go to college or not go. Mom and dad, you know, guided that. And you get married young. And then, you know, suddenly the partner controlled what you were doing in your life. And then suddenly you had kids. And, of course, caring for the kids and the responsibility, you know, that controlled what you or really led your choices, and you didn't have much choice. And, you know, and then going through menopause and having hot sweats and all this stuff. And now's your time to live. And I'm really capitalizing on the fact that after menopause or even andropause, but more menopause, women come into power. Like menopause is to me stepping from this time of taking care of everybody else and not really being able to choose how you spent your time to really stepping into what do I want now? And you may realize now that I want to be healthier. I've made bad choices. Now there's all this, you know, a lot of, even on the commercial TV, when my husband, I'm sitting there watching him, and it's like, they're advertising probiotics. They're advertising 23andMe. They're advertising digestive enzymes. What a whole new world, right? And people are going to be aware that their choices are maybe not been supporting them, and how it's not never too late. I really want to get that concept in. It's never too late to rebuild, redo your life.
Okay.
Right. And
I'm writing all these things down.
Yeah. Cause you'll just play with it. And sometime that's what I said earlier. The title will come after you've put it together. You can have a working title, but the real title is going to come when you really lay out step by step, module by module. So if this is going to be a seven module course, or maybe an eight, who knows, because eight would be the intro to get people, and maybe some assessments you can give them to see, like the seven pillars assessments type of thing, you know, create something of your own with your own titles for these, right? And then have them do a little assessment. Don't make it 12 pages like mine. You have to be really, but make it a sweeter, shorter assessment of each of those pillars. So you can say, oh my God, the one here that's the worst is you're not having any fun in your life. How would you like to change that? Right?
Right. Right. That circle of life is a real easy one to do when you have them do the wheel with the spokes, and then they draw from point to point. They can see which one is very low. That's a real easy one.
That's a real easy one to do, right? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some kind of easy assessment. So they're real clear. And I would even do the assessment. You could redo it in the program, but I would do it before as part of your webinar that's going to lead to it, or your advertisements that are going to like, oh, take my quiz. You're like an opt-in gift.
Okay.
Take this quiz and see how you're overwhelmed. You don't have control. You want more of this. You want more of that. Take this quiz to see what your balance is like.
Right. That's a good idea.
Okay. And so think about that, and think about, like, if it's short and sweet and 45 minutes or whatever, are you going to offer the coaching with it? Like, not just make them watch a video, but actually get them to experience you live.
Yes.
Yes. Because that's I think you have such a presence. You have such a beautiful presence, and it's so easy to just see inside your heart and soul that people will fall in love with you.
And they'll want the coaching piece will be with all of it. It would just be littler at the beginning in the intro and the next one. It would be more.
Yeah.
Of the coaching as it would go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good.
Can I say something with that too?
Yeah.
At least just with my experience from what I've seen you do, what I've learned from that is it's good to have kind of a sketched out outline, but know that it will change. As you start this, things will change. And so don't have anything. Well, I shouldn't say don't. Consider not having things set in stone for each area. Have the guideline. But as you start out on the path, I can tell you from my own experience, things change.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And you think module two is going to be this way. And this is why I'm not a big fan of making a whole program before you even sell it and before you even do it. No, I'd rather see you have your outline sketched and here's what's going to include, but then create it as you go. Create the content live even, right, with the people. You can create the slides in advance or whatever, however you're going to present it, but know that you can easily change it. But if you create a program and it's got seven modules and you just go out there and you send them all this stuff, and it, after this first or second one, you realize, oh my God, I'm way off base what they really need, then it's hard to change. And you've invested a lot of time and expense into making videos and getting them edited and getting them uploaded on their website. So I'm a big fan. I know Lisa told me that when she did it, she was feeling very stressed, but she did it too close to the time that it was due, right? You can keep a couple of weeks ahead of the content creation and then just deliver it, and you can always switch how you deliver it. I sometimes switch what I'm going to say midway through a presentation. Mm-hmm. And I'm more and more trying to make my slides less and less wordy, but more imaging. So I could just make up what I'm going to say there based on the feedback I'm getting from the audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Janet, can I say something about your money? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, because I just threw it out there.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was looking at that going, huh?
What are you looking at?
You have it in the chat.
In the chat. Okay.
You've got 3 months for, let's just say, 500. And then 6 months is almost four times that. Well, so I'm sitting here thinking in my head, I could do 2-3 months for $1,000. Why would I pay double that to go to the 6 month?
Because in the 3 month program, you wouldn't be doing any evaluation of labs.
It's a big jump.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an okay jump if it's what she, so we went from Sweet Spot is 500 for 3 months and ERC is 5,000 for a year.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, it's so much deeper and so much more. So she's just putting numbers up, but when she describes it out feature wise, it's the level of access. I'm going to push to the next slide.
I might even consider $14.95.
I would wait to see what you put in. Okay, so there's two ways to do it.
Right.
You can decide what the price is, and then you decide what you're going to put in it. But I want to get $19.95. Okay, what do I have to put in to make it worth $19.95 that people are going to go, oh, yeah, okay, of course it's worth that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And if you want, I would say, yeah, make sure that you decide what do you want to do and how do you want to budget. Like, you got to live, right? So this is, when you look at this, it's the level of access to you that they're paying more for. So if in the 3 month program, they're just getting, you know, Janet for let's say $89 for 45 minute Zoom sessions. And they're just getting Janet to speak to them. There's a few minutes for question and answer and that's it. Versus the 3 month, maybe she has longer sessions, maybe they're 90-minute sessions, and she does a presentation, and then she goes deeper and gives a lot more one-on-one coaching right on the call. And then maybe there's a Facebook group. Did we lose Janet, or did she just turn off her video? Nope, we lost her.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's...
Wait for her to be back. I'll finish just mentioning that. So then it's just a different level of what they get. And then if she's going to go 6 months, she may define the 6 month program as they're going to get some assessments and then some labs, and she's going to interpret them, and they'll get maybe a menu plan. Maybe they get a custom menu plan every week. Maybe they get an in the kitchen video conference with her, like Karen's doing for our Gold Pluses. She does 3 sessions or 3 hours worth of being on Zoom in the kitchen with them and actually taking them through. So I think it's fine, because you don't go by the length of time, you go by what's in the program. Right. And that's what happens with premium programs. They get progressively bigger, but not proportionally. It's much, much more dramatic than that. She's back.
Sorry, I went somewhere. I don't know where or what, but
City something. Was that on track, what I was saying? Like, you have an envision of, it's not the length of time you're charging for, it's the level of service and the level of you. And I was trying to explain that in the deeper they go in the pricing, the more they get of you. So you have this entry level program. Here it is, under $100, or between, you know, $19 and $497. There's some front doors. That's where you're $89. The $495 is getting a little bit higher up there. So you want to include some more interaction with you. Maybe it's a Facebook group. Maybe it's, you know, in addition to the calls, the group calls, they each get 2 private calls with you, whatever.
Exactly.
You get to the $2,000, maybe you're actually getting on Zoom with them in their kitchen and sharing recipes and showing them how to make them, right?
Yes.
The level of access gets deeper and deeper. So I think you can do this. You just have to define, okay, this is what I want for this.
Right.
What do I have to put in it to make it a no-brainer to get people in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but the system, like if it's always taking them through the same system, it's easy.
If, yeah, the same system is just deeper and deeper and deeper until that year one is actually a specific target for that person. It could be for the group, but I'm thinking more one-on-one. This person mm-hmm. wants to get over something. This is a huge.
They have some serious thing. Maybe they had cancer and they don't want to get it again. Maybe they are starting to lose their memory and their mom suffered from Alzheimer's and they're scared to death going down that same path. Right. That's the stuff that you'll get into. And a year for $3,500, if that's going to be with private coaching, is a steal.
Yeah. Yes. And it would, might have to change. And
it might, but start to lay it out and think about those numbers. Because the numbers are appealing enough that you'll get people, but think about the numbers and for that price, how much of my time do I want to put in there? Because you want to think about your minimum for how much you want for your time. And then how much extra goodies can you throw in there, right? The recipe.
Right.
Right. And that's where you might actually throw in some bonuses with other folks. Right. Like we threw in an exercise session with Maria and Karen's Kitchen thing.
Exactly.
High level. And then you have this whole community of resources that you can draw on. Right. And maybe that longer one would include some transpersonal energy healing sessions that you could do with them because you'll be certified by then. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
And so you could do that stuff with them and you can actually appeal to, you know, we've in the 3 month program, we basically just worked on these habits, but there's more to it. And there's some old stuff that's getting in your way. And maybe you've tried to do it and you're not able to really change the habits. I want to help you go deeper with that. So in our 3 month program, we're going to have the opportunity to go deeper with all of these habits, really give you the skills that will transform your life and make them habit because we have time. But we're also going to look at what are some of those blocks that are keeping you from actually following through when you know you really want to, but you're not.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Those things that take time, changing patterns, changing behaviors, ways of thinking. Those are the 6 month and year programs. Those are the things where they are learning how to identify what's happening in that moment and choosing the tool that's going to help them.
Yes. Ooh, she just gave me an idea and now she's frozen. But toolkit, right? So one of the bonuses that may come with one of these programs is your toolkit. And the toolkit might be, you can have a nice little picture of a toolbox, but the toolkit could actually be, what are those tools? Like, what do you do when you're in a fearful situation? Maybe Laura's little get out of fear mode and pat yourself and look around and all might be a tool for feeling safe, right? Maybe there's a card you carry around that has your goals on it, that has some food swaps that you can look at when you're in the restaurant and you really want that pizza. And I'm going to keep going with it so she gets this on recording. So that toolbox is a really cool thing. And you can come up with a spiffy name for it, the whatever toolbox, and that's a bonus that we're going to be offering you.
You know, and I don't know why, but my brain keeps going back to this childhood thing. And many of us had some type of a childhood toolbox that we carried. And that could be some type of a visual that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the childhood box, but adult tools in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just came to mind as you were talking.
Yeah, that's why this brainstorming is really good. Okay, so I want to move on and let give Annette some time to share. And let's brainstorm some of your stuff.
Okay, so the title, I'm thinking I have two options. And it's just one word difference on each. Calm the chaos of diabetes or tame the chaos of diabetes. So that can be a working title.
Good. And I don't know which one would be better. And one of the tools you could use is doing searches out there, you know, and bouncing it off your target audience, right? Which sounds better? And what are the words they're using, tame or calm? I got the feeling from some of the stuff you talked about already that calm was much more.
Yeah, Yeah.
Calm the chaos.
Calm the chaos of diabetes.
It's an alliteration too. Calm the chaos.
Right. then at, excuse me, as for the process, I was thinking the first thing I need to do is to address their fears and acknowledge their fears.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're huge.
Yeah, and they're real.
Right.
It's not the kid that's worried about the monster under the bed. This is a real thing.
And it's every day.
Yes.
Every night. Then get them having fun. Teach, you know, let's talk about having fun and how to get some relaxation and how to sleep again. Even just talking about the sleep in the beginning. I mean, they're not going to get it at first, but maybe do that. Then work on teaching about nutrition. And, you know,
and before you go on, I think that the having fun and then sleeping again, I don't know if they're the same step, and we can work it out and see how many you end up with. But I think with the sleeping, that leads you into, and the only way you're really going to sleep at night, right, is if you know your kid is safe. And how are you going to know your kid is safe is what are you going to be doing to get off the ups and downs and get into a more steady rhythm. And that's what we're going to talk more about in the next modules.
Okay. So the next one after fun and relaxing, it would be teach about nutrition, because better nutrition equals better numbers. I mean, it's that simple. That don't eat and cover. Because that's what it was for us. We changed the food, and her number, better food was better nutrition. Discuss, so that would lead you into discussing playing with food swaps for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out what brings them up and how much does that bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
Then go into like the dangers of course, of the highs, the roller coaster, and the dangers of the insulin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm wondering if the dangers should be introduced
sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to give them more of an incentive to want to do the stuff you're talking about in the nutrition and the food swaps.
Maybe before the nutrition?
Definitely before the food swaps.
Okay.
So you might talk about nutrition and, you know, talk to them about, you know, and this is something that I don't know if it's controversial or not, but the fact that they're type 1, not type 2, they don't think about insulin resistance.
Right.
But they're running the risk of insulin. They're going to get insulin resistance very quickly by being on these highs and lows, right? So I think that's happening, and I don't know how to measure it in type ones, but I believe that type ones become insulin resistant if they're not doing the bare minimum of insulin. Right? They become insulin resistant. And now they have to keep raising their insulin, which raises the dangers, right? Just to keep steady. And especially the, you know, the ups and downs. And I would talk about insulin sooner. You might start going from fun and sleep and how it's important. And the way you're going to, thinking about transitions, the way that you're going to sleep better, obviously, is if your kid has better numbers. If you don't have, you know, those nighttime alarms going off and you're not worried that they're going to go too low. And so then you talk about how food makes a huge difference. And we want to eat the foods during the day that are going to keep them more steady and more balanced, and talk about some of the supplements maybe that they can look at, and the standard diet is deficient in. And so it makes it worse because their receptors are not open. And that's where you can start talking about nutrition. So you talk about some of that stuff, but then before you go into the food swaps, I would put the high insulin, the dangers of it, and why it's so super important that they have these swaps. And so when they're listening to the swaps, they're not just going, oh yeah, yeah, you know, apple, yeah, it's better than a juice box, but juice box easier, so it's not really worth the effort. They're going, oh my God, every time my kid's insulin's going up like that, I'm damaging her poor vessels. I mean, I don't want to do that. Oh, every time that sugar goes way up, I'm damaging her nervous system. I don't want my kid to be you know, having kidney dialysis and blindness in their 40s or 50s. And so really, and pull your numbers together, and then you jump into food swaps. So what can you do about this? How can you reduce the danger of this insulin and the high glucose, high insulin, high glucose, high insulin, up and down and up and down. And it's, yeah, killing your body. And then they'll be happy to do that. You know, much happier to make the changes.
All right.
Yeah. So it's just like you had four, you had five. I would just swap the, two and end with sweet food swaps. And that's a good thing to do to, like, if you're ending with that, because it's a good transition if you want to, you know, go into something deeper the next time on another program, then you're giving them something practical.
Okay.
Right? So test their numbers, track their numbers. Let's just see on what you're using now, what's happening, and just try this for a week. Instead of giving them the juice box, test out some of these foods on my food swap list and see if you notice a difference. And they should pretty quickly, because it's, you know, it's not like long term and they're having to heal X, Y, Z and whatnot. It's just, oh yeah, they didn't go way up again. And now we didn't have to give them more insulin and bring them down again.
Yeah. Right.
So what are you thinking in terms of time frame?
On how long for each? We we talked about keeping them shorter.
Mm-hmm. But how long for the whole program?
Oh, I think you and I had originally discussed, like it was going to be six modules spread out every other week.
Yep.
I think that's what we decided.
Okay. So you listed five topics. So see if there's like one would be, one of them might be a pure Q&A. One of them might be an implementation thing, right. You know, whatever.
Yeah, putting in a Q&A would be easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be so different from what they hear. I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions.
Yeah. And the more controversy you strike, the more popularity you're going to get. You're going to get the haters.
Oh, yeah. I already do.
Haters, you already do, right? If you don't get the haters, you're not speaking your truth.
Right.
Right? And we want to speak our truth. And we want the haters. But we also want those people whose lives we change. I mean, we get these beautiful notes. It's so wonderful. These notes we get just from somebody who watched a webinar or somebody who came to the Getting to Know You call and is like, oh my God, I'm in the right place. And, oh, you know, thank you, thank you. I finally have hope. And, you know, and then there's people who go, what is she, a nutcase? Like, she's just bucking the system, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Let them think that.
Yeah. Like I said, well, and I made that post, you know, where I said, you know, here I go again, jumping into a heated conversation because I am so different from them. I went to a gathering yesterday of type ones and their parents, and sat down from a woman across from her, and she's an RD. And I went,
uh-oh.
And I said, well, I'm sure you and I have different viewpoints on nutrition. And she goes, I think you'd be surprised. Turns out she's into nutrient dense food. I said, I'm, you know, putting together a program to support parents of type ones. And she's like, yeah, I'm working with a guy who's working on a whole system, so we need to talk. And, but, you know, I sat down, I'm going, oh, God. And I knew walking into this group, I was a target because I'm different. So sitting across from her was a huge
yay. Yep, 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 it's awesome. There are more and more RDs. I met actually three RDs at Ocean Robbins event, his retreat. And they were all into functional. They were like my fans. When they saw me, they're like, oh my God, we're on your mailing list. Oh my God, you know. And there are RDs that are incorporating this kind of stuff and they're excited. So they said more and more, there's more and more dietitians in there. And they talk about how they have these heated conversations with their conventional counterparts. So it's happening. It's happening. And the more of us that get out there, the more it's happening. And we all have our own different communities that we're inching our way into. And the difference over, you probably have seen it just over the last 5 years, but the difference over the last 30 years, it's night and day.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Night and day. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Janet, listen back, because we kept talking about you for a long time. So we kept giving you ideas, even though you weren't there, because we were on a roll. And so
okay.
Ideas. So listen back to that section and you'll have a lot. And I would listen back to the whole section where we worked with you, because just hear the languaging, you know, that I used, that Lynn used, it, and that used in phrasing this stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
I think I'm good.
Right, hang on the line when I stop it. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to stop the recording. And I'm going to stop the share. Okay, did I stop the share? Yeah. No, I didn't stop the share.
You stopped the share, but you're still recording.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording. And